Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Claudette Levi Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. On this day, July 9, 1945, a 28-year-old black trade unionist, Frank Leslie Walcott, was elected to the Barbados House of Assembly in a by-election in the northern parish of St. Peter. The by-election was held because J.T.C. Ramsey, the senior member for the parish, had left Barbados for over 40 days without official permission, thus vacating his seat. Frank, a former clerk at T.J. Lashley's, a Swan Street merchant, defeated the Solicitor General W.W. Rees and auctioneer Owen T. Alder. For 21 years, from July 1945 to November 1966, Frank continued to represent the St. Peter constituency, but under different banners. Between 1945 and 1956, he represented the Barbados Labour Party, led by Sir Grantley Adams, and then from 1956 to 1966, he ran and won as an independent. With the growth of the Democratic Labour Party, Frank became a close associate of Errol Barrow, and in 1966, he ran under this party's umbrella, but lost his St. Peter seat, although the DLP won the elections. He was appointed as senator in 1971 and subsequently served as president of the Senate from 1986 to 1991. As general secretary of the Barbados Workers Union for 43 years, from 1948 to 1991, he led that militant body in several notable battles with the Barbadian oligarchs, most of which he won. He sought to protect and promote the interests of black laborers in Barbados, and for this he won many plaudits here in Barbados, in the international arena, and at the United Nations. Frank Walcott bestrode the Barbadian industrial scene like a colossus. He was the heavy roller that broke the back of anti-union prejudice and residual racism. He was a soldier of the people, comrade of the common man, and fashioner of the stabilizing national insurance scheme. His statue adorns that complex because nothing would divert his energy away from his desire for full social justice for the workers and builders of Barbados. Frank in name and Frank by nature was his motto, and he was a true man in the honor sense of the word. Patriotic, passionate, principled, genuine, outspoken, humorous, rambunctious. National hero, the Right Excellent Sir Frank Leslie Walcott was first elected to Parliament on this day, July 9th, 1945.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.